The God we serve does things differently than you and I.
Amen.
He is faithful to take us where we need to go. And I want to take you to John chapter 4 this morning. John chapter 4. At his request, I was pressed this morning to take a good look about the word knowledge. Knowledge. In John chapter 4, you've got the woman at the well, and the press was to kind of look a little deeper than we've looked at this before. And we're going to start at verse 31. Most of you know the story. You can check it out for yourself later on. But in verse 31, the disciples have just returned, and he had sent them out to get some food. And he says, Rabbi, meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, teacher, eat something. And the disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? Because his response was, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Kind of a strange comment. Again, 31, meanwhile his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. I'm sure in their minds they said, all right, who sneaked in a snack?
Exactly.
And where is it?
Yeah. How come he didn't participate with us? Verse 34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Notice it's not about him. It's about the one who sent him. And to finish his work. That's timing, isn't it? Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. That's for today. Even now the reapers draw his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus, the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Each one of us here is a byproduct of someone else pouring in something special. And the more we grow with what we've got, we will also deposit in others, if we are faithful, what he's prepared for us to give to them. Watch the next verse, 39. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Basically, She is a woman with a reputation. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. Many more became believers. 42 is very important. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves," and you should put a circle about the next two words. "We know," knowledge, "that this man really is the Savior of the world." Knowledge had come to them because of a woman with an ill reputation. And now the whole town knows. Knowledge has come. Has knowledge come into you and me? Has an understanding come into you and me? Yes. Knowing the great truth about the Savior is an intense revelation for a town to go and receive. I'd like to give you a few other corners about knowledge. Job 19:25. "I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth." Cool. Knowledge. Why? Because something happened to him. John 4:41, which I gave you a few minutes ago. 42, I already gave you. But now Romans 8:28. And we know. How did their knowledge come? It's a we that know. It's a people. It's a church that's alive in God under St. Paul. We know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. 2 Corinthians 5:1. "Now we know that if the earthly tent that I live in is destroyed, I have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." How did they know? By revelation. We know. Now we know. This tent that you and I live in changes as the years go by.
Yes, it does.
And it's okay.
Okay.
Because there's a new one being built on the inside.
Amen.
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 It won't need a dollar, 2 cent sweater. Hallelujah.
But it will add.
So we go with what we have for the moment.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12 may be helpful to some. St. Paul says, "That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know," knowledge, "whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." What's that day? That's the kingdom day. That's the day where all of those that have come before us and gave up everything that they had to give up in order to serve, in order to take care of the broken, which I was one of. 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2. "Friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known." Knowledge. "But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is," not as he was, as he is. Last but not least, 1 John 3:14. "We know that we have passed from death to life because We love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. That's heavy duty. If you don't love yourself, you remain with the spirit of death on you. Because everything starts with you and me. Mm-hmm. And if he says you are qualified to be loved, why should you reject what he's already given you as a gift? Why? Why do we judge ourselves? Why do we condemn ourselves? Because we're under an anointing of fear and of torment. And it's got to stop.
Amen.
It's got to stop. The buck stops with knowledge. Mm. When you know that he has said, I love you, and mean it, and then receive it. You see, we are so accustomed to criticalness, so accustomed to finding fault, that we put ourselves under condemnation without even thinking about it. And we declare, oh man, I know I'm dying tonight. I've got such a headache. Tell me what kind of a blessing that is. See, your mouth declares death. Your heart declares life. It's time that your heart guides your mouth. Oh. Knowledge. The gift of knowledge of who you are in Christ is my prayer today. My saying to you, change will do nothing. But the Holy Ghost saying to you, I've changed you. That's knowledge. Mm. Taking the responsibility to say yes to him will change your tomorrows. Listening to your emotions, you're dead meat. So you've got to listen to what he says and believes about you. What he said will manifest if you declare it. And his love for you will start manifesting and change your tomorrows. It's up to you. 2 days he was going to stay in Samaria. Were all the Samaritans changed? No. Were all of them set free?
No.
No. But did he give them the grace to go forward? So he has with us. So he has with us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.